We are giving a shiur today on the inyanim of the chagim between Rosh Hashanah, including Rosh Hashanah, until Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres. It's a lot of inyanim happening, and since we're very short on time, it's very close to already Rosh Hashanah, we won't have time to go in depth in each one of these sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, and the days between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, and the days, days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Sukkos is also a whole Pasha Bifnei Atzmo, and then Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is also a sugya Bifnei Atzmo. So unfortunately all these sugyas plus the inyanim, the multiple inyanim of Tikkei Shofar, Na'anuim, the Lulav, Kehenikhen, so many in the Sira, there's so many different sugyas that you have to really start this a year in advance in order to really cover this properly, otherwise there's no chance. So what we're going to do, this is a very interesting, it's a very special drush over here, drush gimel, in sukkah that encompasses everything b'kitzur, mamish b'kitzur rav. So we'll see, we'll start it, we'll see how far we get over here. So here we go, drush gimel, b'inyan hayamim sheben yom kippur l'sukkos, v'gam kol ha'ches yamim ha'chag b'seder nochon, obo nivaya barucha mitchilas yom rosh hashanah v'yom kippur, Vida, ki elioski biyom Rosh Hashanah nivra olam, lachein, cholze liyod biyom Rosh Hashanah shebekol shana v'shana ki inya ma shaya biyom Rosh Hashanah shebo nivra olam. Who? So what's the so special about this Rosh Hashanah? About every Rosh Hashanah is who? Ki cholzrim zum lamod ach ba'ach. Because that's the aschola. That's we always started these yanim. These inyanim of Kabbalah to understand that Zun is the central focus. They start ach ba'ach and then finally we send them panim b'panim. V'tzrichim nesira v'chasaros panim b'panim v'chibuk v'nishuk v'zivuk v'zenim sharem b'rosh Hashanah ad ches atzeres. So we have to understand that what we do during the weekday, particularly, but for example in Shemoneh Esrei. In Shemoneh Esrei, what we do is that we take Zum, which is Ach Ba'ach, and we do what's called the Nesira, as we know. The back-to-back Nesira just means we're cutting them apart, and then Be'ava, we start bringing down Shefa the Panim, and we make them go Panim B'Panim, B'Meshach, Meshach HaTfilah. When it comes to Sim Sholem, we do what's called the Zivug, which is Zivug Shlim, that means on all three different levels of Keser, with the Kachbad, and then the Chagat, and then the Nahi, or sometimes it's Keser, Chabad, and then you have the Zatz. So we do that to make a Zivug Shlim, and in other words, we can call it Chibuk Nishuk, and the Zivug Yesoidus. So that's what we do in Shemoneh Esrei. What we do Rosh Hashanah is we do the exact same process, except it's extended for 21 days. 21 days. And those are the 3 weeks of the Chagim. And that's what he just explained to us right now. Rosh Hashanah ad ches atzeres. The eighth day of atzeres. V'tam, Shemoneh Esrei. Tam aricha zman ze yizbar lekaman v'ina nispashus ha-chasodim mitzad ima benukva design. So we're talking about the. Well, he's going to explain more what that means. But chasadim was mispashet into nukva design. Here, miyom rishon. Here we go. Miyom rishon shel Rosh Hashanah yom kippur ninsarim kol yutzfil shel Rachel nukva design ma'achorayim ve'az be'erev yom kippur nigmeretz meleches nesira ve'nimsa shelo aitzer hu lezivug. ולכן כל אלו ימים שבין ראש השנה לשמיני עצרת, כל הזיווגים כולם הם בישראל או ביעקב, עם לאה, כאמור. Meaning, he just finished telling us that ראש השנה חוזרת את הכל, that means we start from the beginning, that means we start אך באך with the פרצופים. Now, it's very simple to say נסירה נסירה, split them apart, but it's not as simple as that. What you have to do is actually, as we know that the Nahi of Ima is in the Shlish Elyon of Tiferes Dezah. So the Nahi of Ima, well, particularly the Yesod of Ima goes to until the Shlish Elyon of Tiferes Dezah. From the Nahi of Ima, we have the five Gurus and the five Chasadim. So we want the all that, what's what we call the Shefa, which is called the five Gurus, five the chug, five chasadim, five gvuos, to go down into Zan, and once it's released from the yisod, the ima goes straight into the yisod of Zan. Now, the we'll have what's called the chozer. The chasadim will bounce back up. The five chasadim connect the five spheres, so it's going to go to the chesed gvuot tiferet netzach hod, the tiferet hod, chesed gvuot tiferet netzach hod. The five spheres, the five chasadim will go into the five spheres, and the five gvuos will go into the yesod of Zah. And then once it's in yesod of Zah, it's going to go to the das of Rachel, because her das is connected to his yesod. Okay, and why do we want that? Because that's going to build up nukva. So therefore, we have a situation where Zah has the gvuos, which is needed for the building of Rachel. And why she needs it? Because she needs it to be self-sufficient. Meaning that if she wants one day to go panim b'panim with Zah, she has to be self-sufficient. And the only way she can be self-sufficient is by getting those gvuos. And technically what happens is that they're sharing an achorayim. As we learn in Os Hatzchaim and Hatzchaim, they're sharing an achorayim. So that means he has half the achorayim and she has half the achorayim. So we have to build up her achorayim, and technically his achorayim as well. That happens to be melech. The way we build up her achorayim is by giving gvuos. That's going to build up her achorayim. Therefore, she no longer needs to be soymuch on his achorayim. Once she has her full-fledged achorayim, she can just simply walk away, and then we make it go panim upon. That's this inyan of the chasadim from the yisod the ima going, the gvuos going from the yisod the ima into the yisod the za, and then finally into rochel. But it's more technical than that. We'll see. It's actually going to be in all the esses spheres of za, from all the way, because Leia also needs in seal as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. So that's why, so divide, beni, we're trying to divide Zah from Rachel. What needs to be done then is the zivum still have to happen. The oilam still needs shefa. The only way the oilam can continue by getting shefa is by having zivugim. So zok the rav, the arizan, the zivug that we're speaking about till then is only between either Yisrael and Leah or Yaakov and Leah, because Rachel were busy with trying to do the seal. Vine, kol ha'yom shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vehem bechinas smolitach azroshi. That's possibly Shir Shirim. Who inyan chibuk as smolit. So we know that Rochel is the small of Zah. The small of Zah. So that's a reference. That's a remez to we're being mechabik. We have very close attentions with Rochel, and that's the start of her nesil. The inyan who kihine inyan hanesil who inyan dechias dinim akashim. שיש בארוחם דדוחה, וליתנה בנוקבה, ונישה הוא חסד, ונישה הוא חסד, ונוקבה, כולו דין, like we said, he's going to take all the chasadim that he receives from the Yisod Ha'ima, and all the dinim, meaning all the gvuos, which he receives also from the Yisod Ha'ima, is going to pass over to her. וכדי לבסם ולמטיק הדינים שבנוקבה, הוא המחבק בשמאלה, כנודה. So that's why the close proximity between Zah and Rachel, because he's actually the shorish of the dinim, of her dinim. Because he receives these gvuos, which are the shorish of what she's going to receive. And therefore, ain't mituk elo be shorish, and therefore that's why there has to be a connection between him and her. Because she's on the small. That's why she's stuck on the small, because she's always noited towards the dinim.
Okay,
עם הלבושים שהם נאי דאמא ויוצאים מתוכו ונשאר יושן ואז תחיין מורכים דדוחם דחוכמה ואיתר דחסן נשאר בלתי לבושים בבחינס אומה כיפול ראש דזה ותחיין מורכים דוקבים בינה בינה ואיתר דגבור מתלבשים בתוך אוהו דבינה בלבד ונכנסים מתוך הנוקבה בבחינס מורכים. So what's happening is that it's not only a vault of Nesira. Nesira, as we said, is a bit more technical. Now he's getting more into the technicalities. So what's before Nesira, what has to happen is that Nesira means operation. Let's take that in an English context. It's an operation. So when you're lying on the operation table, the first thing that you need is what? Anesthesia. Right? You need to be knocked out. Okay? And in Loshon Zohar, that's called Domita. So what we have to do now, we got to knock out Za. And when you're knocked out, you no longer have what's called consciousness. And what's consciousness? Those are your Moichim. So your Moichim, you have what's called the Chub Chub. You're going to have Chochmah and Chesed. And you're going to have also Bina and Gvoz. So usually it's Chochmah, Bina and Gvoz. But we're going to split it like this. Chochmah and Chesed. And Bina and Gvoz. So here's both. So it's Chochmah and Bina. Again, he's falling asleep, so therefore he's no longer conscious. His consciousness, his Moichim go up. Those Chochmah and Bina are going to be flying on top of it. The Torah is all Makif. Now what's interesting is here, again, while we're doing this, we're trying to build up the independence of Nukva. We want her to leave Zah. We need to do the operation of Nasir. So the way it's going to happen is that we have to knock him out and take his Moichim and give it over to her. Basically, so what's going to happen is those that Bina and the Gvoz are, instead of going on top of his head as well to join the Chochmah and the Chasadim, they're going to go over to the Nukva side. That's what he said, that the they're going to go v'nechnasim tocha Nukva v'b'chinas ha'mochem. Eventually, they go into the Hoy. That's all in and of Tiket Shofar. Because they go first into the Hoy of Zah. And then, it depends what you're doing. You're doing the tekiah, it takes out all the moichim. And then you're doing the truah and the shvarim, the shvarim and the truah, and that's going to go back into the hodazah. And then you bring it slowly and slowly as you're doing more and more sedorim. Alright, we're not going to go into all the details right now. First it goes in the yisod, and the hoid, and then it pops back out, and then it's going to go, into nukva, bebechinas moichim. Ve'ina likichas nukva, itra de gvura zuhi, Nika veloshon chibuk small. So technically, what we mean by this rem is in the pasuk Shir Shir that we said that it's small itachas roshi, so itachas roshi, and that's loshon chibuk. So that's exactly what we're talking about. The chibuk, the connection between zav and nukva, is going to be the transfer of these binas of the itra de gvura. Sorry, the itra de gvura zur bechinas moichim. ואיני נכיר נוקבה איתרה דגבורה, זוהי נקרא ולושן חיבוק שמאלי, כי על ידי זה מתמטיקים אדירים שלה כנזכל באופן כי בזמן הדומיתה, כנזכל באופן, כי בזמן הדומיתה אז בא איני חיבוק שמאלי, ואז הדינים שלה מתבשמים ואז הוא זמן הנסירה וגימו בכנס אילו נאסס יחד על ידי הדומיתה אין יניקה לנקבה על ידי הזכה ונפרדים אחוריים וננסורים אז נכנס איתך דגבורה או בינה דזה בסוד מוחים אליה וזו חיבוק שמאל haven't called the haters. So that's what's happening on these three bechinas. First of all, again, we have the Domita Zagros system. Then we have what's called the Chochmah, the Itra, the Chasadim. It goes on top of the Or Makif of Zah. And then you have the Binas and the Itra, the Gevurah. That's going to go not in Bava Zah. It's going to go first in the Hod. And then finally it's going to go eventually to Nukva. And that's going to start the Nesira process. And then each day of the Sesame Tshuva, we're going to find that each day more and more Gvur is going to be transferred. Every day another Gvur. That's why there's all those days of Sesame Tshuva. Okay. So, the Vare, we describe what we're doing from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Domita, including the beginning, the Aschola of the Nesira, the mesh between the Yomi, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're continuing this Nesira for another 9 days. Now, finally, Yom Kippur. So, therefore, Erev Yom Kippur, we've now finished the Nesira. Finished. Come on. Now, what happens on Yom Kippur now? Yom Kippur, Kiva, Yud Sfiras Shela, Nimsurit. Nimtzeru me'erav Yom Kippur. V'lechein, b'tchilis lel yom ze'ole medina, achar amadrega ele ima, ilo, b'seide ahei tfilis. Can you explain? So therefore, what we're doing at this point now that Nukva is independent now, she's all independent, she's left Zah, now what? What now that we have to build her up. So how the easiest and the quickest and the strongest way to build her up is take her back to the Makor where she's actually come from, is back to Imo. So Yom Kippur's Tachlis, by the hate feelers that we have, slowly but surely, the measure of tefillah until we get to Ne'ila, we're actually bringing up closer to Imo and then even higher than that. Aber Chazal Smusav Az Nigma Aliyas Sham. והנה עלייה עשו, שם הוא בסוד, ויבן השם אלוקים את סלע, כי שם היא מתקשטת בקישוטים, ולוקח עשי גבורס מן האמא עצמה, שלא ילדי זה, because they're sleeping, right? כמו עד בראש השנה. ובנעילה נעשי גם החויתם של יסוד שבה, שהוא הקלי שבה, נתונים המן, שהם גבור של לקחה מאימא, וכבר נסבר לאר, כי החויתם הזה איננו היסוד עצמו שבא. So, there's two things, says the Arizal. Yom Kippur is a time for aliyahs, and time for building a nukva, to get in order to get the shiva directly from Ima. Second thing as well, we build up a yesod, not the actual yesod, the binyan rizal, which has the yesod. What we're doing is that we're building the interior part of the yesod, which is like the kli of the man, it's called. The kli of the man, which we call the choysim, the all many, in the loshes of Yom Kippur, have all many explanations for this, and gematrias to explain what is this protection for, because we don't want the yinika of the chitzonah to get there, so therefore we protect her yesod and all the shefa which is there, and then especially that she got it from Ima. Now, once we finish the Vayis, therefore we finish Rosh Hashanah. We finish the Yomi ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We finished Yom Kippur now. Now we're talking about the Yomi between Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeret. And Sukkos. Obe Yomim sheben Moitzi Yom Kippur ad Ches Shmini Atzeret, which is always at the end. Velo ad Bechlal. Akol hu in Chibuk Yamin. Before it's Chibuk Yismol. Chibuk Yamin. והיא יכולה באילו הימים לעמוד עם הזר, בפונים ופונים עם הממש, ולא עם יעקב לבד, ויעקב זה לא לב לבין ישראל, אלא עם הזר עצמו. אומר מחיבוק הימים הוא, לכי חסה גם אס איתך עד החסדים. Remember, before till now, she's only building her אחוריים. Her אחוריים was built in order to go free from זר. Now, she's a self-made now paltzuf. She has not shefa from Ima. And now, Zaz Tachlis is not to give her gvur. She got enough of that now. We're actually doing mituk adinim. She has enough gvurs there. We actually want to do a little mituk because she's already hot enough. full stark with dinim. We want to do mituk adinim, so give her chasodim. אמנם החסדים האלו יש בהם שתי בחינס. הבחינה הראשונה היא החסדים של לוקחה מן האימא עצמו. שלא ידעי זה, במשך כל היום, as we explain. ויש בחינס זו, השני, זו שני חלוקים. חלק הראשון הם החסדים דאור פנימי. והחלק השני הוא האור מקיף. ובחינה השני היא החסדים של לוקחה מזה עצמה, ואינו בחינה זה דס עצמה שבזה, אלו בחינה זה חסדים הנספשתים בבב קצובס וגוף דזה כנודה. So it's very simple. It makes it a little bit more. So it's one. We're going to have four different bechinas over here. That is happening over here. So we're going to have the Ashpa, the Ima continues. Not only Yom Kippur, now it continues still in the days of sitting in a sukkah. Sitting in a sukkah, for example, Moshe, you're sitting in a sukkah. That's the all makif, the Ima coming. You're going to do the hakafas. You're going to do the hakafas. You're going to get bechinas of, sorry, let's stick with the Ima, the Vayil. The Vayil, you're going to get two bechinas from Ima, two bechinas of Za. The two bechinas, the Ima you're going to get is the all makif that's explained sitting in a sukkah. And also the hashpah of the all panemi coming in. You're going to be getting the exact same two bechinas from Za as well. The all makif of Za, those are the kofas that he's doing, that we do. And also the all panemi, that's going to be done out of the nanur. The nanur. So all four bechinas of these chasadim, so four qualities of chasadim are coming down, two from Ima, two from Abba, two from the Za, are going to be coming, flushing into this nukva, the mam tikkur dinim. And again, preparing her now, the tachlis is really Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret is that one, the zivug. So we have to balance her out with the dinim and the chasadim in order to make sure the zivug is going to be a zivug shlim. Omna, betchilas sadur lehamshik lehem, be'atzma or godol min ha'shor shemakor shalehem, shem chasadim ha'shev be'itra dechese shebedaz deza. כדי שיוכלו הם אחר כך לראה אל הנוקווה ולייס בה בחינס חסדים כניסקר ולייסן בה בחינס חסדים כניסקר. So we have to go now, for example, in the Nanun Deza, we're using the lulav, we shake it up. While we're going up, the lulav is connected to the Yisoid. And the Yisoid is a very original sphere because it's the only sphere that moves. All the other spheres don't move. Static. The Rizal explains to us, Peter Zohar, that the lulav is connected to Yosef, and he had the ability to go up. He was a tremendous aliyah that he had. He's connected to the Yisod, and the Yisod has this ability to go up the cavern soy. So it's at the lowest part of the cavern soy. It goes all the way to the highest part of the cavern soy, which is the das. So what is the das? And it's an elevator, and what happens is that it's going to go up, get the chasodim, and bring it down. That's all tachfka. So therefore, by doing the nanuim, za, what we're doing to za is actually propelling his yisoy to go all the way up to the shorish of the chasadim, which are on the das to za, and to bring them down. Actually, we go much higher than that. We actually go to arif, but for simplicity's sake, we're going up to das, he says. V'gam b'china zu, asheni yesh ba shtei chalokim. Opening v'or makif. Because it's always like that. Because every time you make a brocha on a maaser, what you're doing by the brocha, you bring the ol makiv, and the maaser is actually bringing the ol panimi. Om the ima hashachat chasadim the ima. Now this is talking about ima now. Besod ol panimi, he shelo aride maaser ela bekol yom veyom mimele memotzi yom kippur ad yom arishon shel sukkos nigmorim likanes ba. של הסוכס, נגמורם לכאן הסבר, והימים אלו בעצמה יש בהם שלימוס הזה. והמשוח הזה סוד, נעצה. So now, again, remember the four בחינס here. Two in Ima, or Pinima or Makiv, and the two בחינס in Zah, or Pinima or Makiv. So let's start again. The all Pinimi he starts with, those happy Mimelim. But that has nothing to do with it. It's just the Yom in between Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, and Sukkis, Mimele, and the fact, Sukkis, all Mimele, it just comes in. The whole Panimi of Ima will just come flushing in. Baruch Hashem. Now, what about the whole Makif of Ima? Vav Shachosam besod all Makif, who are the mitzvah Sukkah? Shubuchinas all Makif, Aleinu, Kinoda. Like I told you, by sitting in the Sukkah, automatically you're getting a tremendous all, and this is what all the Hasidus Shesuah are all about, is the Kedusha of the Sukkah is really the all Makif of Ima. Now, what about the two other bechinas of za? Those are, sorry, the amshachas chasadim de za or makiv or penimi or penim or makiv. Shneim nechnosim alidei mitzvahs lulav. Ela alidei mitzvahs lulav ve'asiyas ananuim nechnosim or penimi ve'alidei akofa mizbeach im alulav Nechnas or Maki. Like I said, so why are you doing the Nanuim? You're really being, you've been Machnis or Pinim, and even within that mitzvah, you're or Maki through the Bracha. And then by doing the Akofas, you're officially doing the or Maki for Zah. So those are the four Bechinas. Omam Tzom Sheteda Ki Kol Eilach Hasadim Kulam. Bekol bechinoseyam em tzorech binyan gufo atzma las atzma. We're talking about the binyan of nukva. Las is pasuv shalem. Again, why? Because again, we're all building up towards the zivu. That's all tachlis from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. That's the only thing we're focusing on.
And who in the dam shechet tachlisim deza lo pashut ve'oma ki shnem nasim adin sula. Won't we mamshir the chasadim to nukva now?
Nukva, yeah. We're mamting the zivu. Remember, she had all the gvuos. During Rosh Hashanah, that's a Sinai Tshuva.
But after the Nesira, why do we need any Kesha between Zah and Nuk? Lichol Nuk should be Yonet from Ima directly.
She was knowing by Yom Kippur. She went all the way up. She only got Chasadim.
Yeah,
but it's not enough.
But so she still needs Zah.
Yeah, she still needs Ima. And she needs the Chasadim from Zah as well.
So she's not at the top level.
She came down after.
She came down now.
Yeah.
Is it not that she should be a little player?
No, that's not what we want. We want her to be Shaviva Shavuza, not up to Ima. Like she makes a zibuk when she's up there.
No, but I mean, the keter, they're shtek tarim together. Shnek tarim mishtamshim, shte mnachim beketer echot.
That's Abba Vima.
No, that's Abba Vima naturally, and that's the tachlis of Zayn Venuk.
That actually, that we saw recently, and it's not in time, actually, in Ossosheim. And also said that Shnei Malachim Shadamshim Bekesa Icha, that's talking about the Kesa the Zah and also Rachel. It means like this. The Kesa the Zah is the Nai Chadoshim of Ima on top of the head of the Zah.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that's the Tiferes of Ima. Mm-hmm. She has a Nai Chadoshim in the back. So the Kesa is an interesting Kesa. It starts over here and then drags back to the Chazer of Zah in the back. That's exactly where the head of Rochel is. So it says the Arizal over there that's Pshat in the Chazal that ain't Shnei Melochim Shamshim Bekesa Echa because he Zah is the Melech, he's yearning from the Kesa, and also Nukva she's also yearning from the legs, but she's also Nene from the legs from the Nai De Ima Chadoshim, she's also Nene because that's on top of her as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore there was a likut levona. That's why Hashem said, "Okay, you're going to become small. You're going to become likut ketan."
And then she has to build back. Now she has to build back up.
That's right. Now she builds back up. She goes. She lives in the seal and all that. She goes up to Ima. She's being built up now. That's a sorach tachtonim, right? So that's what we're giving her. All these things. We're doing all these mitzvahs and so forth. Sukkah, lulav, and all this in order to be mamshich various. Variety of chasadim in order to build up.
Yeah, but why from Zah?
Why from Zah? That's what she needs. She needs.
Is the ketecha that she should receive direct from Ima, not from Zah.
Bring me the tachlis. What tachlis? No. The tachlis, Sophie's over here, Shmira itself, was the zivu between Zah and Nukva. That's a tachlis. That's what we're aiming for.
This is just
an echetimse in order to build her up.
Yeah.
In order to build her up, you have to take, a doctor has to give paracetamols, he has to give antibiotics, he has to give an injection. So all these things we're giving to Nukva in order to build her up, to make her nice and healthy. That's it.
So you need to see her, huh?
Okay. Yeah. You're right, if you ask me, I would just give her a dose of this and I'll be good enough, but the apes is in charge. And he said, these are the particular aspects which she needs in order to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to ask the wise, yeah. Okay, so therefore that's what's happening over here. And let's continue. Because we're going to have so binyan gufash atma. That's it. And that's nachmo. All matzar shadeda ki kol elo chasadim. All these multiple chasadim from different places. Kulam bekol bechinoseyam hem letzol binyan gufa avrochel atma laisus patzuf shalom. But mashu letzol bechinas. Zivuk shela elo nase elo b'yom hoshana rabba or b'yom ches chag atzeres shmini atzeres the last day of shmini atzeres kemo shmo b'mkom b'hari nizbar l'kol b'chinas der kla. Is that clear? Now Tzavtzach, huh? You wouldn't think that, oh, Rosh Hashanah, all this yamim on the Uraim is just for Nukva. Interesting. Ve'at, in the Ba'al Pchotin, B'chinas Arishon, Shem HaChasadim, Shalokachas Me'ima, that's what happens during both in Yom Kippur and in Sukkos. Hine noda ki kol eilo chasadim shaloka mi'ima atzma and mitzpashatim ba adel mitzpashat lechasadim shalokachas mizah mamish. Ki hei chasadim mitzpashatim bechesed al hod sheba va'ach ga klolus hei chasadim ha'eilo yoredet bisod sheba nika kol kenoda. Sorry, mechutz lezayin sfiras lechutz. What do you have?
Vaderzu uitchalkuti vitpashu tachasim the or makif bechutz bezayin sfirot.
Bezayin sfiras elu alid mitzvah sukkas in this clay. So what's happening? Yes, it's very simply that the chasadim which are stored in yisod ima, they're going to come down in the same way they come down to zah. They're going to be coming down to eat into nukva. So they're going to go into, it actually goes down to your soul, it comes back up. But we're going to have the five chasadim into the five spheres, which is chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod. That's five. And then the klolis of all those five are going to go into your soul, that's number six. And then the klolis is going to go into a malchus, and that's how that's going to build up. So you have seven bechinas altogether, chasadim, which are considered to be inside the penimis, so those are all penimi, which we received from Ima, whilst Aridei Sukkah and Yom Kippur is what we have that. But now zol inan chasadim de or panimi da ki b'kol azmanim acherim she say the ispashtus the chasadim hu lemala lemata all the chasadim was having is milemala lemata ben or panimi or ben makiv ki mitchila mispashtim achesed va'ach ga'ruv gvura. So it's like diving downwards. So as it's coming down from your soul, the ima, the first one's coming out first, and so on and so forth. But ata b'yamim de'elu b'zman hazeh chasadim de'or makif em nechnasim gedalken milimale lemata aval chasadim de'or penim nechnasim shlo gedalka limata lemala ki b'tchil nechnasim b'chinas malchus v'achika b'chinas yesod. It's come the opposite way.
That's funny because Yisod is the kalius of the rest. So the Chai would have said that first of all you have to have all of them and then from the kalius of them. You
know. Well, we have the Tamsis. You know, the Tamsis is already there even before they come down. The old Shino Hazehu. Sorry, the Tam Shino Hazehu. The Fi Ki Ate Al Nukva Kula Gvo Vedine Bilvad. Im Gvo Svokach Zal Di Hazah. She's full of gvuras on all sides, yeah. From both from ima, both from za. Usually she gets her mituk straight away, but here it's not true. We get all the dinim for quite a few days, and then only later on. You have to know, as we said before, that we're makdim, that whatever we're doing now for the 21 days, it's all really happening in one civil shmonesa as well. It's happening b'kol yom yom. Nasa b'kol yom, b'kol tefila. K'niz g'lel, b'inyan ha'choytim n'ilas yom kippur. B'lechei lo nitchazuku ha'gvuz ba. So normally, since the mituk is happening straight away, the hitchaskus of the dinim are not going to happen. Avalata, But now that she is ba'at v'kol yud yemeh tshuva, lo yeva rak gvura, all for 10 days she only received a lot of shtaka dinim, excuse me, v'dinim is nidgabu v'nidchazeku ba'dinim me'od zman rav, v'im ha'chasadim pnimim ha'yum nechnasim ilemala lemata kisidam ha'yum itzbatlam lifi shekemo agvuros nechnasim b'meshach ha'yamim ha'nizga gam ha'chasadim enu yukholim nikanes yachat. So what would happen if the weaker, if it started off the other way around, then each chesed that came out would be mitzbatel, and they can't all come down either altogether. They have to come down one by one. The tam arich zman zehu lifi she'al edei chotu shel adam rishon, chetu shel adam rishon. Chetu shel adam rishon. ביום שנברא שהוא יום ראש השנה היטיל הנחש זומר בחבא הוצחו הנוג ודזה לדעקם כל יומים באלו עד שתשתלם ביום חס שמיני הצרס ולא יוכלו לתקן בפעם אחס אלא במדרג אחר מדרג נזכלל. So why take it? Why is it not the, as we do every single day, the mitug, the nisir, all happens in one moment. Why is it over here in the times of Rosh Hashanah, Yomim Ben Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Why does it take so long to make the Nesir and all that? Because since there was a Chet where there was a Taru versus a Toi V'ra, we have to separate now the Toi V'ra, and that takes time. V'nimsa ki muchachu shelo yikanes b'kol yom rak chesed echad kemo shbaru. So that's the process. That's the healing process. The healing process has to go slowly but surely, and therefore the mitzvah has to be slowly and surely. V'im ha'chesed the godo shebehem hu ha'chesed shebechesed nichnas bo tchila ina leyos yichil b'toach ha'gvura ha'robots ha'robots ve'gdoilus hitchazikot zahem ay mitzvater b'toach ve'achar sheze ha'chesed godo mitzvater kashen nichnas chesnu ha'cher gam gen yichil im kol echad b'yomo. In the end, guru mimenu bli safik shibatlu kulam ki kol ma sheholchim hem guruim vechalushim. So, if the strongest ches, which is ches the ches, would come down now to nukva in order to do the mituk, and then guru the ches, since the first one would be bottom bevula, because we have so many dinim over there, it's not a natural scenario over here. The ches would be mivatel, and kol shekhen all the others. In the Kinesis, the Chasadim Ailo, who leham tiga gvoz, a chazokas of Shabbat. Libaza besod, biyamina til chavakein kiniskalel. A chinsarish by Yom Rishon Nichnas chesed a gruosh bikulam, who becholos a ara, chasadim, a shehem, chelik, a malchus benukva. Vavbi shehi mitzbateles betoch a gvo, and calls there, oise sham, ez oishim, shalitikon beherech, like Amalek. When they attacked the Yidden, as Chazal said, they knew they were going to lose, but they cooled off the bath type of thing. So even though we know we're going to lose the malchus of Chesed, but it also cools off the heat of the gvoz. כוח להתגבר מהחמאס הרוישים שנעשו החסדים הראשונים. ואז מתבסה במתקים הגבור סייר. והנה, פשוט הוא, כי החסדים דאור פנימי, מקדים מאוד לצפה של קודם החסדים דאור מעקב כנודה. So the very, very logical thing which is happening over here, first the lower levels are cooling off the gvoz, and then finally the chesed is able to overpower all the gvoz. And on the side he says that you should know the all pnimi of the chesedim coming before the all makif.
So maybe this shinui will be only in all pnimi. Because then you have the form of bitul. But once all pnimi is done properly in a way that won't be bitul, so all makif can go back like usual.
I'm not sure, because it could be the same scenario happening in the all makif as well.
No, it says not. Oh yeah?
He's just saying a statement that the chasson they're opening in Magdim is partially called mechasson, but it could be that within the world of the chassidim they're all makif, it's also having the same scenario, because it could be that the all makif of the gvuros which are there haven't had any mitzvah whatsoever. So you're going to have to repeat the whole scenario with the all makif.
But here, pnimi won't be like this.
What do you mean here? It's the same way. It's the same. Pnimi happens before makif. That's all he's saying.
No. Yeah, but I say the seder of the nisas ha'oiro is.
Yeah, you know, right from here. It could also be the old makif also.
No, it's not right. It's mefurash. The nazar, I mean, he's talking on pnimi, not on makif. All what he said was only said on pnimi.
No, it's all. It could be also the old makif.
He said the nazar in the chasim the old pnimi.
Zeder. That he's explaining to you the seder of pnimi, but you should know it also applies to all makif as well.
See, because it's a very similar thing.
Yeah, it could be very similar. You know, it could be right, but it doesn't speak about here about this thing. The Nebai Adi saw that Kinisosam Vizin Zbar Le'el Be'in Erev Yom Kippur.
No, he says it fresh. So, Bizman Azeh, Hasadim De'or Makif, Em Nechasim Kedarkam, Bimal Le'mata, Aval Hasadim De'or
Pini. Oh, okay. Here he says it about that. Well, Adi Be'yamim El Bizman Azeh, Hasadim De'or Makif, Em Nechasim Kedarkam, Bimal Le'mata. אבל החסדים דו פנים נכנס שלא כתב. Yeah, here's before. Sure. No.
You're not
ready. Very good. ונבר את הסדק ניסוסם וזה נסבר אל לאל בעינן ערב יום כיפר. Remember, ערב יום כיפר, that's the time when we finish all the Nesira between Zav and Nukva. That means all the Gvuros have now passed over and now she has Achuraim. כתם, because we have too many spheres and not enough days. Because it's not really Asar Yomim, as we know. If you count it, it's much less than that. We have the Esther spheres, and therefore the last day, the Cheshbon is that the last day you have to do three Nesils. You have to do the Nesil of Hoyt, of Zah, between Zah and Nukva, Yesod, and Malchus. And therefore, that comes where the Drosha is that HaMuchazah Kol HaOich HaVashor Yedah B'Teisha Ki Ilo Yit'ane Teisha V'Asir V'Mipnei Ki B'Yom Aro Nitzorim Hol V'Yesod Malchus Terach Yad Nukva D'Zah V'Gam Nechnesu Az B'Chines Klolus HaOros HaChasodim Ben Malchus Sheba Ve'Arka B'Chines Klolus HaV'Yesod Sheba K'nis Gale. So a lot is happening on the ninth day, which is Erev Yom Kippur. Omnam Yom Kippur Lakra Gvura V'Achoyte Mi'ima Ilon. As we said, Yom Kippur is the Indian of Indian, the relationship of Nukva and Ima, where Ima is giving over Chasodim there and doing as well the Choysim. Remember, those are the opinimi of Imo, which is coming, which is completely the chasadim of opinimi, which is a completely different set of chasadim. The days between Yom Kippur and the first day, the four days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. V'hem chesed shebehod b'yom rishon, chesed shebenetzah b'yom sheni, chesed b'tiferet b'yom shlishi, chesed shebegvura b'yom adalet, sh'erev chag v'sukkos. Now, it's the easiest way to bring this. We don't need, there are kavanas, actually, Rosh Hashanah bring kavanas, but we don't have to do any pulas whatsoever. It's whole gomos, no chagim, it's no particular part of the tefillah, but you have to mechaven in these particular kavanas, but it's the easiest thing to do. Now, b'yom tov
arishon. Where are those chazim from?
Excuse me?
Nichasim arba chazim
arba. Ima. Ima's pnimi.
Ima's pnimi into?
Into Nukva.
Oh. תחום עם התזונה. כן.
Now, ביום טוב ראשון של חג סוכות. Now, what happens on the first day of Sukkot? יש בו בחינס.
מיס בחינס.
יש שתי בחינס. אם בחינס היום עצמו, ככולו היומים, ככל היומים, אני אזכר, every יום טוב, זה normal יום טוב, ואם בחינס זה מצווה סוכות, so you have two מצווה, מצווה יום טוב, מצווה סוכות, אשר בו לכן נכנסים בו החסד העליון שבכולם, הוא החסד שבחסד שבא, וזינה זה על ידי בחינס היום בעצמו, כאשר הימים, כשר הימים, והנה נגמור לכאן את כל החסדים מפנים עם דאימא. ועוד נכנס בו גם כמחסד אליון שבכל חסד זה אור מקיף מצד אימא. So the אור פנימי, which starts מוצא יום כיפור, will continue into the first day of Sukkot. And then the אור מקיף of אימא will now, on the first day of Sukkot, will also be there. That's the אור מקיף שהוא חסד לחסד בא כניס גלל. כי בכל המעקיף נכנסים כסדרם, like we said beforehand, לאלה נמתת, וזה נעשה בכנס מצווה סוכות, אשר ביום זה, ובזה יתבר, אז זה עצר. So every day you see the סוכה, you get another all מעקיף of אימא, ולאלה נמתת, מור חסדים. ובזה יתבר למה אנו עושים יום טוב גומו ביום טוב ראשון דחג הסוכות. וטעם ראשון הוא מפני שהוא נשלמו כניסת החסדים פנימיים דאימא. Right? Why do we make Sukkot a big Yom Tov? Well, why is it asking on the Torah? Why the Torah makes Sukkot a Yom Tov? Because it's what to be. Because a lot is happening over there. Because he's saying, "Lama anu oisim Yom Tov gomo be Yom Tov rishon Sukkot." Damo shmitne shebo nishlumo knisas chasadim pnimin deima. Remember, it starts from the end of the motzei Yom Kippur until the first day. That's a big deal. V'lo od elu shebo nechnas chesed elu shebikulam anika yomam yoma dikali likuluhu yom likulu yamin. It's called all the days because it's the chesed. The chesed is always yom dikulu. Meaning we saw this in also in the Kabbalah of Sefirot Omer. That is called all chasadim which are going to come as well. It's kilu, the seed implanted in the seed is going to mechalik all the chasadim later on. Kenot. V'atam sheinu hu, ki b'tchila hetchil ispashus the chasadim ha-makifim de'ima, v'lo od elas, it's not only the yom of the kula comes in, also the ispashus of the all makif is coming in, v'lo od elas sheba ispashus ha-makif elas shebikula, we're talking about the highest makif as well, the prat. הנה נודע כי חיבוק הימים אינו מסחיל לעשות אלא ביום זה. The חיבוק that we speak about is only happening over here. That's a haschalos with the zivug. Hachonot of the zivug, you can call it. הנה כל העיקר תיקון נוקווה אינו אלא על ידי החסדים. As we know, because she had a whole period of dinim, now she needs a whole period of absorbing chasadim. ובפרט המעקיף הנעניקה החיבוק, כנזכר, כי זה סוד והוכן בחסד כיסא, כי כל ההכנוס, ההכנוס התיקון, המלכוס, נקרא כיסא, הוא על ידי החסדים, הנעניקה החיבוק, ימין. אוקיי? בקיצור, מיתוק הדין. נעשה את זה הרבה גבוהים. ונודע, כי אין חיבוק אלא באור המעקיף המחבק את הנוקווה מבחוץ שלה. אוקיי? ביום הראשון בסוכות אז מתחיל חיבוק הימים. וזה סוד, ולקחת לכם מיום הראשון, ואף כמובן נכנסו החסדים הפנימיים, כיוון שעיקר החיבוק הוא ביום זה, כי בואו, אני נזכר שיש, why now starts this goyse in a חיבוק of mituk that we started beforehand, במוצא יום כיפור already was sending חסדים there. No, because ביום זה, כי בואו מתחיל לספר של החסדים המקיפים, אני אקרא יום, Rishon. That's the Ika. The Ika Mituk is going to happen with Ima's or Makif. Lachain, who Yom Tov Gomu. Ki Yamim Shekodmu Elea Aya Chol Gomu. Right? The days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Even though Taki a lot of Chasodim. So my Uli Hai Mehai. The days between, the day after Yom Kippur is a Chol Gomu. Even though we're seeing all Chasodim Ima, from Ima. And also in Pum, the first day of Sukkot, you call it a Yom Tov because we're receiving a Chassadim. Well, you receive a Chassadim before Yom Tov as well. Mm-hmm. Because that's the Pinimis, and now this is the Makif. That's a big difference. The Makif is much stronger. And that's why it's a Yom Tov Gomel. Mashiach before was a Chol Gomel. After Tishnech and Tzimayim Chassadim Pinimim. If you say Ein and In and Chibuk, means we don't have the strength of the Chassadim. Lord Shelo, Ayah, Nichnas Bo Chesed Rishon, we call Yom. In kol ze Abraham nun aleph, Abraham nun aleph. No,
what's
that? Oh, in my nifas apayim stichas vehesped. But by Yom Rishon Sukkos, even though it's not between the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're still holding back of nifas apayim. We don't do that. But by Yom Rishon Sukkos, it's a Tosefes Kedusha, Ki Nichnasim Bo, Shtei Bechinas Yachad, remember the end of the Pnimis and the beginning of the Makif. Like he's just repeating himself, this is the Pnimia Goldush Vikulam, Akole Lekol, Lekula, or Makif Agoldush Vikulam, Gamken. Balachain Hu Yom Tov Gomu, by Yom Shel Achrav. Now what's happening after that? After we have Chol HaMoed, we go down again. We start with Chol Gomel. Yom Kippur is a Hanukkah day. We go back to Chol. Yom Tov, it's the first day of Sukkot. We go all the way back up Yom Tov. And then we go back down to Chol HaMoed. What's going on? But Yom Yishel Achrav, Afad Pi She'ein Nechnas Bo, B'Kol Yom, Afad Pi She'ein Nechnas Bo Yom, B'Kol Yom, Hem Rak Makiv Re'echad Bevad, Im Kol Ze, Kivan She'em Bechinas Makifim, Hem oros gedoylim me'oid yoyse min ha'pinimim. When we received the pinimim, it was a chol gomel. When receiving the makif, it's a chol amoed. It's a beini beini because it's still makifim. V'keniska, keniska, ki ein nikra chibug yamim elu b'chinas makifim. L'chim enum chol gomel ve'enu yom tov gomel, because we don't receive all of them. We don't receive all the ma'is we receive the first day. Aber nikra chol amoed. הנה מה שנכנס בהם הוא זה כי ביום ראשון שני שלישי חמישי דרך הסוגוס נכנס עם דלת מרכיב של הגבורות תפס נצח הוד יוסוד שבנוקווה כסידר מאלו לתאפיק כסידר מאלו מרכיבים כנזכרל ביום וב נכנס עם כלול מחסד עם המרכיבים ביסוד שבה and then on the seventh day of סוגוס ביום זין נקרא הושן הרבה. Why is that different? What's the special Shana Rabban? Nichnasim klolus achasadim amakifim bimalchus Shabbat. Vehinim zbaib bechinas. It's still chol, right? So Shana Rabban is still chol, but we're receiving a klolus. That's why that's the Tesefes Kedusha there. Vehinim zbaib bechinas arishon shem chasadim pinim imakifim mitzad ima. Now let's discuss about the two other bechinas about zab. O bechina. ובכן השני, החסדים הפינים הם מעקיפים מצד זה, מצפשות בנוקבה, הם גם כמדר נזכר, אלא שהם על ידי לולב, ומינו, הפינים הם על ידי נצלס לולב, ונענונוב, ונענועם. So we're doing now to get the פינים of זה, we do the נענועם, כנובה. והמעקיפים על ידי הקופס המזבח, או הטבע בזמננו, זה של הגולוס על ידי הקופס הלולב ומינו, in a zayn yimei achag nechnasim vav b'chinas apnimius kesidran v'zayn b'chinas amakivet kesidran me'erev v'tata v'ach b'yan ha'derush ha'koylel v'inan ha'yomish v'atzman v'inan ha'mitzvah sasuka v'inan ha'mitzvah salula v'nazal v'ayah kol ha'derush me'em v'atzman der pot v'ze hechel. Okay, b'kitzo, that is the clawless of the inyan. T'shem, next time we'll get more of the details about the chagim. Okay, let's go.
Just a moment.